This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, begins from today. Anti-COVID-19 vaccines being administered to bus passengers returning to home for Tihar festival. And world leaders promise to end deforestation by 2030 in COP26 meeting. Now, the news in detail. Tihar, the second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, is beginning from today. Also known as Yama Panchak, the festival is observed for 5 days. The first day of Yama Panchak is observed as Kag Tihar, the second day as Kukur Tihar, the third day as Gai Tihar and Lakshmi Puja, the fourth day is known as Guru Puja, and final or fifth day is Bhai Tika. However, according to Calendar Determination Committee Chair Professor Sri Krishna Adhikari, both Kag Tihar and Kukur Tihar fall on the same day tomorrow. Chair Adhikari added, although Yama Dipana falls today, the Kag Tihar is celebrated tomorrow as per lunar calendar this year, adding, the time for Kag Tihar is only till 7:17 a.m. Then the time begins for Kukur Tihar. People from Newari community celebrate the fourth day of Yama Panchak as Maha Puja, worship of own soul. The auspicious hour for Bhai Tika this year is 2 minutes past 11 a.m. on Saturday. The Dhanavantari Jayanti and Arogya Divas is being observed throughout the country today by organizing various programs. The day is marked in commemoration of the birth of the Hindu deity Dhanavantari, who is believed to have propounded the Ayurveda. The Ayurveda is the ancient Vedic medical system based on treatment through herbal medicine. Dhanavantari Jayanti and Arogya Day is observed on the Kartik Krishna Troyodashi, the 13th day of the new moon in the month of Kartik, as per the lunar calendar. Dhanavantari Jayanti or the birthday of Dhanavantari is being marked as the Arogyata Divas Well-Being Day since 1999 at the initiative of prominent people associated with the Ayurveda sector. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has urged world leaders to recognize the specific climate vulnerability of the high mountains and accord high priority to the mountain agenda in all climate-related negotiations. Making a statement as leader of Nepali delegation at the World Leaders Summit during the 26th conference of the parties COP26 in Glasgow yesterday, the Prime Minister said with temperatures rising higher than global average, glaciers are receding, snowfall is decreasing and permafrost is melting in the Himalayan region. Nepal has also called upon the parties to agree on making loss and damage a stand-alone agenda for negotiations and support the framework of additional financing for it. Prime Minister Deoba further expressed Nepal's firm commitment to the implementation of Paris Agreement and shared that Nepal has submitted an ambitious NDC that plans to decarbonize the economy in all sectors, including an aim to reach a net zero emission by 2045. Ministry of Health and Population has started providing vaccine against coronavirus from today to the passengers returning home for Tihar festival. Chief of Child Health and Immunization Section of Department of Health Services, Sagar Dahal, said that the ministry started providing first dose of vaccine against coronavirus at Gongabu Bus Park, Kalanki, Balku and Koteswar from today, targeting the people returning home for Tihar. The vaccines would be administered from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today and tomorrow. Chief of Karnali Province, Govinda Prasad Kalauni, has called the members of Province Assembly to claim for the post of Chief Minister. In the context of no political party having clear majority in the Province Assembly, the members are called to claim for the post of Chief Minister, ensuring majority with the support of two or more political parties within 7:30 p.m. today. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Jivan Bahadur Sai is set to become a new chief minister as per the agreement among Nepali Congress, Maoist Centre and CPN Unified Socialist. 9 hikers, including 3 Spanish nationals who were lost en route to Mustang from Hidden Valley of Magdi, have been found and rescued by the police. Mustang police rescued them with the help of a helicopter and were airlifted to Zomzom Airport. District Police Office Mustang informed that the hikers were unable to trace the route to Mustang due to the snowstorm. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rajkumar Dani said 3 Spanish nationals and 6 Nepali guides were stranded. Likewise, 3 French nationals aiming to climb the Kangtega Peak at Khumbu region in Solukhumbu district have gone missing for 6 days. Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Kabit Katwal informed that 3 French nationals have gone missing while 5 others from the same team came into contact. They had embarked the expedition in a group of 8 and went out of contact since October 26th. DSP Katwal added, search for the missing is underway. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated rain is possible at one or two places of hilly regions of the province, Gandaki province and Sudar Pashchim province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and western high mountainous region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. More than 100 world leaders will promise to end and reverse deforestation by 2030 in the COP26 climate summit's first major deal. Brazil, where stretches of the Amazon rainforest have been cut down, will be among the signatories today. The pledge includes almost $19.2 billion of public and private funds. Experts welcomed the move but warned a previous deal in 2014 had failed to slow down deforestation at all, and commitments needed to be delivered on. Felling trees contributes to climate change because it depletes forest that absorbs vast amount of warming gas, carbon dioxide. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has escalated a row with France over a scrapped submarine deal, saying his nation will not accept sledging and slurs. On Sunday, French President Emmanuel Macron said he knew Mr. Morrison had lied to him about his intentions to break a promise on the deal. Mr. Morrison denies he lied. In September, Australia cancelled a $37 billion deal with France to build 12 diesel-powered submarines and instead negotiated a defense pact with US and the UK, the so-called AUKUS. It will see Australia gain access to US nuclear submarine technology and a move seen as a strategic counter to China. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, begins from today. Anti-COVID-19 vaccines being administered to bus passengers returning home for Tihar festival, and world leaders promise to end deforestation by 2030 in COP26 meeting. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.